Now let's start with some rugby news, where the Lions are looking to reach their third Super Rugby final in a row, and standing in their way currently will be the Waratahs. Now a lot will be expected from the Lions, as they are South Africa's only remaining team in this crucial stage of the competition. And you can't say they really don't deserve to be here, because they finished top of the South African Conference and second on the overall standing, and that's behind the defending champions, the Crusaders. So joining us on the line, please, let's welcome to the Ultimate Sports Show, Elton Yankies, the Lions and Springbok fly half. Good evening, Elton. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Elton, how is everyone in camp? Are the nerves all ahead of the game against the Waratahs tomorrow?
We're well prepared. There's no nerves.
Yeah.
I think there's a few, maybe there's a few gents with nerves, but good nerves. Because I don't think anyone needs to doubt or anything.
It's
just about going out and just express yourself and have fun. That was the message.
Now, do you guys take confidence, Elton, from the fact that you beat them convincingly in the round robin match? You beat them 29-0 in Sydney back in April.
A lot of things happened since a few weeks ago when we played them. Obviously, we had a good result, but with different circumstances. We also had injuries back then, and then obviously they improved as a team as well during the season. So you could see last week when they played the Highlanders, the 80-minute team, that proved it. So that's exactly what we will expect this weekend. It's a quality Waratah side that's going to give everything to win us at home.
And looking at the two teams over the course of the season, very little separates them, because on the log, the Lions finished second, the Waratahs finished third. And based on that, do you think this will be a very tight game then?
Nah, I don't know. It depends. We just need to stick on our game plan and what we want to implement against them. We need to have fun. We need to score a lot of tries, because that philosophy won't change. Because you have to stick to the things that's been working for you for the last couple of years. And we're looking forward to Saturday. Boys are well prepared and very relaxed. Very confident in the preparation.
So you don't think it will be a tight game, even if we look at the stats a little bit and educate our listeners. 16 matches on the log. You both won 9 matches. The Lions lost 7 and the Waratahs lost 6. But will home advantage then work in the Lions' favour if you're saying that it won't be a tight game come tomorrow?
No, I don't know. I don't look at the results. I'm a moment guy. I'm a process-driven guy. So whatever we have to do at that certain moment, we have to do it well. But obviously, the lock says something different. But when you get to playoffs, the lock doesn't mean anything anymore.
True.
It's all about the team that's wanting it more on the day, that's willing to go that extra mile. So hopefully tomorrow, that will be us.
And do you think an altitude factor would come into play tomorrow?
That's always a question when you get teams touring. I'm not sure. I haven't been in that position. I don't know. But we'll definitely play a good brand of rugby. Obviously, that's what we stand for, is to inspire the nation and score a lot of trust. So that won't change from our point of view.
All right. So a lot will once again, Elton, be expected from you in terms of your kicking game. You know, how do you deal with it in such a big match?
It's not an individual thing for me. Obviously, I've got my own individual preparation in terms of goal kicking, kicking for touch, and then making the right decisions when to run, when to pass, when to kick. That's something that I've always challenged myself on, is to make the right decisions at the right time. So that won't change, but the boys around me, they're doing a hell of a job, putting themselves in positions to give me the opportunity to give attacking kicks and stuff like that, because it's the same. It's either you kick to apply pressure, that's why we kick, or we kick to regain the ball. So, kicking game, it's all based on other guys off the ball getting positions, and then obviously the defense needs to adjust to where the players are, and then hopefully they'll find a lot of kick space. So it's something that I look from a technical point of view, but not a lot of people look at that.
All right, our listeners definitely will want to delve into this one. 089-110-3377. We're talking to Elton Yankees. He is the Lions and Springbok fly half, of course. And they'll be up against the Waratahs in the semi-finals of the Super Rugby. And that one is happening right here in our backyard at Ellis Park Stadium. And it's going to be a really exciting one. Elton is talking about the game in terms of the kicking, as a kicking game. And I wanted to bring in Bernard Farley. But before that, are you happy with your kicking game this season, Elton?
Yeah, I'm happy so far. Obviously, there's still better decisions I can make. I feel like that. So that's something that I really work hard on. But again, like I told my coach on Monday, when we did a little individual prep type of thing, I told him I don't actually like looking at myself or looking at my own game. I would rather see where the team can improve or see where the system allows us to actually exploit where we can attack the Waratahs. I'm more that type of player. I don't know, is it because I'm getting older or something like that? But yeah, I look at the team perspective instead of individual perspective.
All right, let's talk about another individual, and because you both have had a brilliant season with the Boot this season, and no one can take that away from you. And looking at the points, both in the top 10 on point scorers, let's talk about Bernard Farley as well. Looking at the great season you both have had with the Boot, yeah?
Quality season. I think Bernard has always been a special player, especially after they've won the Super Rugby a few years ago, and then taking that form to international level as well, and then obviously they were building around him as well, and then they've got Kirtley Beale there, another playmaker, which is good for the Waratahs and for international level as well. It's a quality player. I mean, we're going to have to be on song on the day, but again, we're going to have to look at our system, we're going to have to be patient, and then we're going to have to make the right decisions on attack and on defense, because they've got quality players, I think, in the forward pack as well, and quality backline that we're going to challenge ourselves against.
And let's talk about your coach a little bit, Elton. The coach has based the brain. What has he brought to the team?
He's something special, eh? He's my right-hand man. I hope I'm his right-hand man. We've got a special relationship and a lot of respect for each other. He knows how to deal with his group, especially taking over from Coach Aki's. That was special for us, the period Coach Aki's was here. And then in the manner of how we send him off, obviously we wanted to send him off with the Super Rugby Trophy, but just for what he built for the last 4 years with the Lions, because he was our assistant coach before then. And then obviously this year, Coach Sway taking over, We had a lot of thoughts going through the minds, what's going to happen now. But we as a leadership group and then as a management that came from the juniors as well, we wanted to keep everything similar and keep the culture the same and just building on this legacy that we've actually created and not let it down, leaving the jersey in a better place. And that's what he's done this year, is to challenge every individual to do your circus act, because obviously we're going to be challenged as a group, not from just injuries, but a lot of expectations is on the group as well. And I must say that he takes a lot of praise off the boys, because it's not about individual focus, it's more about the team focus, and that's something that he's done really well. And obviously the younger coaches as well, to see them developing as senior coaches as well, and yes, they've been growing a lot, and then we're learning from them and they're learning from us. So it's a good mixture of, because Coach Swiss has been coaching for years, and just to share that knowledge straight from the boss straight down to the players, I think that's quite good.
And certainly he's been there as well, but what would you say are the main differences he's brought into the team as the head coach?
I think the main thing is he's not a winning-driven coach. I think that's something I'll never forget about him. Sometimes I'm struggling to actually keep focus in meetings because it's always a joke coming up. But yeah, he always gives us the freedom to express ourselves. But as a culture, we've got that freedom, but also that pride, personal responsibility in delivering excellence. So we need to look at ourselves and taking personal responsibilities with that freedom we get.
All right, we've got Elton Yankees on the line, just giving us a little bit of an insight as to the state of mind of the team ahead of that very crucial semi-final clash against the Waratahs tomorrow in the Super Rugby Clash at Ellis Park, and talking about the coach, what is brought to the team. So feel free to give us your thoughts on this one, 089-110-3377, as we continue to chat to Elton Yankees, the Lions and the Springbok fly half. But tomorrow it's all for Team South Africa, I tell you. Because a lot is expected from the Lions. They really deserve to be where they are, finishing top of the South African Conference, second on the overall standings behind the defending champions. And that was the Crusaders. But let's also look at some of the crucial players. A guy like Malcolm Mox, for example, has also been brilliant this season. And he's leading the try scorer. He's one of the leading try scorers for the Lions. How crucial, Elton, would he be come tomorrow?
Big. I think the support from the spine, the 2, 5, 8, captain, 9, 10, myself, and then Bubu's as well at the back, we make decisions. And that Malcolm is a special player. Yes, he's a humble guy, and mm-hmm. he's a guy that, yes, he'll die for this team, and that's people you want to work with. He's a special player, and then obviously he's a special individual as well. I think he's best in the world at the moment, and still many, many more years for him to actually grow as an individual and to grow his game as well. But again, with that old pack of forwards, yes, they inspire each other, and we just feed off it as a back line. Yes, they work immensely hard, and they're just special in terms of working hard in the mauling, in the scrum, the donkey work, and delivering quick ball for us as backs, and to score a lot of tries, and just the spirit they have. It's not easy for other teams to have that, and luckily I'm as a fly, I've got that amongst my forwards. They're willing to work out for each other as well.
Sure. Let's talk about you a little bit. Are you immune to the pressure that's always put on you whenever these big moments come, whether be it the Lions or the Springboks? Haven't been there, done that. There's always the spotlight on you.
That,
yeah,
coach.
The spotlight is always on you. We're looking at you. We're counting on you. What's Elton going to do?
I think just go, if you YouTube Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Cristiano Ronaldo, they could do that. I spoke to some other journalist last week.
Yeah.
He was a bit upset about something someone said, and I told him, for me, I don't focus on that. I respect others' opinions, and
Sure. Everybody,
no one is going to love me. Not everybody's going to love me. Not everybody's going to hate me, but that comes with the game. But luckily, I'm a team-driven guy, so if I was an individual guy, I don't think I would have played 2 or 3 seasons. I would have played maybe 1 season, 2 seasons, but I'm a team-based guy, so that's why I've been here for like more than 8 years playing Super Rugby. So I'm not an individual guy. It's not about me. It's about the team, as how I've grown as an individual. And then, yeah, but the expectations and whatever people want to say, that's their opinions, but something I don't look at. Maybe my missus looks at that, but I don't.
But now, in your personal capacity, how do you deal with the pressure? Because, yes, it's all for the team. Personal capacity, how do you deal with such pressures?
I think pressure is a word. Pressure is something you put on yourself. Because if you doubt yourself or you're thinking too much about certain things, that's when you create doubt, you create fear. I'm not that type of guy. I'm a positive type of guy, and I'm a guy that I'm willing to work harder than any single guy in the team or any single individual. That's where I get my confidence from. It's to put my body through certain paces and see how far I can push my body on the training field, see how quick I can do things, see how hard I can do things. And obviously with that, you get moments in the game where you're going to have to, take an opportunity. And I'm there to take that opportunity because I see myself, I'm fitter and I'm stronger, and just keep on building on my conditioning as well. Because the fitter I am, the better decisions I'll make. I'll see when teams are tired and I can lift the intensity on the field and stuff like that. So I look at a technical side of that. So, yeah, it's a bit different for me. I don't put a lot of pressure on myself. I'm just there to have fun and to enjoy myself and to express myself, to make the guys around me to look good. That's all right.
All right. Thank you very much, Elton.
Awesome.
All right, Elton, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Awesome.
And we'll be behind you all the way tomorrow. And best of luck to the rest of the team.
Ah, awesome. Thanks for the chat.
All right. That's Elton Yankees. The Lions and Springbok fly half. Really got a good head on his shoulders. They are ahead of tomorrow's semi-final clash against the Waratahs. That one is happening at Ellis Park Stadium. Absolutely fantastic. Still got it. Elton Yankees been there, done that. We look ahead, though, to other sporting matters on the cards. And we'll be talking about Ajax Cape Town.